The Russian President Vladimir Putin is to make a televised statement on controversial pension reforms later. Plans to raise the state pension age have prompted anti-government demonstrations and caused Mr. Putin's personal approval rating to plummet. World news from the BBC. Germany is due to hand over to Namibia the remains of people killed in a genocidal campaign during colonial rule more than a century ago. A ceremony to return 19 skulls as well as bones will take place shortly at a church in Berlin. They were sent to Germany for use in now discredited experiments designed to prove the racial superiority of white Europeans. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is heading to Nigeria on the second day of her visit to Africa. She will meet President Muhammadu Buhari in the capital, Abuja. The two leaders are expected to discuss trade, security and people trafficking. Mrs. May will then travel to Lagos, where she'll meet victims of modern slavery. French and British fishermen have clashed in a fight over scallops. The crew of a number of French boats have been accused of throwing stones and smoke bombs in a dispute about the shellfish off the French coast. Libo Di Secco has more.
This is what's been called the scallop wars. French fishermen clash with their British counterparts in the sea off the Normandy coast. Rocks and smoke bombs were just some of the things reported to have been thrown at the English and Scottish vessels in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Go! It is the latest instalment in ongoing tension over fishing in these waters. French law says its fishermen can only harvest scallops here between October and May. The Brits face no such restrictions, and the French fishermen think that's not fair.
Scientists in Britain have found that given a choice, bumblebees prefer food containing a pesticide which is harmful to them. Over time, they choose it instead of unadulterated food. The research provides further evidence that bees develop addictive behaviour when exposed to neonicotinoids, similar to humans who smoke. BBC News.